This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
And good morning, Canada. Zucchino Weeks. We are on location, Bob, this morning.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's a lovely store. We're at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington, Ontario, the only of its kind here in Canada. WeatherTech, obviously, a proud sponsor of Golf Talk Canada, and doing a little live on locale. Now, if you're out and about this morning listening on 1150 in Hamilton or 1050 in Toronto, I know we're coast to coast, so unfortunately, if you're listening to us in Victoria, it's going to be hard to pop in this morning.
You might not make it.
You may not get here in time. First 50 people in today, at any point, the first 50 have a chance to win some great stuff. So come check us out here at the WeatherTech location. It's 1164 Walker's Line in Burlington, Ontario. We've got a pair of Leaf tickets to give away.
I look at people.
Yeah, we're not eligible, by the way. So it ain't going to work for us. So
I put that ballot in as Rob Meek.
Rob Meek.
Might not notice.
Who is this guy? Pair of Leaf tickets. We've got five pair of tickets to the Canadian Auto Show coming up in the spring. We have a foursome of golf at Muskoka Bay. We're giving away WeatherTech hats. So lots of reason to come in, never mind the fact that the store is gorgeous. And, you know, my Italian's kicking off in high mode this morning, Bob, surrounded by all these custom rims and gadgets and whatnot.
It's a, and of course, as we said before, and I had my WeatherTech liner before I even was on this show. They are the greatest product, great invention, known to man. It's, boy, I tell you, it's your car. If you don't have these in your car, get them in your car.
You know, it's funny. I know, I hear you, because I've got them too, and I had them before WeatherTech was a sponsor of our show as well. And it's funny because you would think that you and I would get hit up constantly for golf product, golf this, golf that. I have more friends that call me and ask me, do you think you can help me out with some custom floor liners? I get more of that call than I do. for anything else. So we've got a lot of chatter today. We got some topics. We went to Twitter universe this week and asked a few questions, and we're going to get to it coming up today. We're going to do winners of the year to what? Tony Page, who's the president of WeatherTech Canada, former member of the PGA of Canada, is going to pop in a little bit later in the show as well and speak a little golf with us. We asked the Twitter universe, Bob, this time next year, who will be the number one player in the world? We also asked the Twitter universe, this time next year, who will win first, Tiger, Phil, Rory, or will any of them win at all? So next year, who will win first? So we're going to get into that today as well. Tons of news and headlines to get to, so let's start there. Let's start with some news and headlines.
News and Headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
Well, it's December, Bob.
Yeah, see the forecast?
I know, but you would think the news would be slow for golf in December, and there's a ton of news that came out this week, starting with a bit of an upsetting story with Morgan Hoffman, who announced he has muscular dystrophy. No cure for that, which I did not know. So, and I guess unaware right now of how this is going to affect him in the short term moving forward?
Yeah, he put out a really good story in the Players Tribune. It's the first-person story, if you want to read that. And it's, you know, it's gut-wrenching, to be honest with you. Morgan Hoffman, a really popular guy on the PGA Tour. He's been, you know, pretty successful over his term. But just kind of noticed that actually his pec muscle was starting to deteriorate, and he couldn't figure out why. And then it went in, and after a lot of testing, in fact, he said he came up to Canada to get some testing done because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, and went to a myriad of doctors, and finally he was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. So he sort of just kind of learned that, but now he's kind of taken the next steps, and he says he's going to continue to play golf as long as he can and keep going from there.
At 25 years of age. I think that's the number. 25 years of age.
28, actually.
28, I'm sorry. 28 years. That's very unfortunate, but hopefully hopefully he can still play golf, and hopefully he can still...
The good thing is it's not a death end.
That's right.
You know, he can still live on and stuff. It's not uncommon, but sad to see for a great athlete.
It certainly is. Also in news this week, Butch, let's talk some Tiger, because, you know, it's been, 30 seconds into the show, and we haven't said Tiger Woods yet, which is interesting. Butch likes the way Tiger's swinging it, and says never say never. So Butch feeling more positive, more optimistic about this return, just like the rest of the world. And the one thing Butch outlined, he doesn't see the up and down anymore in the swing, and obviously he looks pain-free, but I kind of mentioned that last week to you, too. He wasn't leaping at it. The up and down motion in the swing wasn't there, and I think when guys are comfortable, when they're not hurting, you know, they can make that turn. And especially when we're talking about back injuries, right? And he was making that turn. He wasn't leaping at it. Butch backing me up, saying the same thing. So I have something in common with the number one instructor in the game.
Well, you guys should go into business together. That is causing people with bad backs how to play golf. But you're right. I think a lot of people notice that Tiger's hips are a lot more level when he's turning. Just a lot of things that he was doing that you just sort of look at it and say, that's got to hurt his back. He doesn't seem to be doing those anymore.
Well, that's good news for everybody, and I'm curious to see what the schedule looks like. Now, do you have a guess on the schedule, you think, moving forward? I don't see Tiger going to Abu Dhabi. I think he's Torrey Pines, Farmers Insurance Open, L.A., for Riviera, which is his foundation, is associated to that. And then Honda's a home game, sleeps in his own bed. There's the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So I see those four for sure. Is there a fifth in there I'm missing?
I don't think so. I think those are the four he's going to play. I mean, he may surprise us, but, you know, his caddy, Joe LaCava, was quoted as saying that the days of going over to the Middle East to play are probably done, which I think is smart. And he kind of hinted Tiger last week as well that he's going to play probably a little lighter schedule.
But smart.
Getting into it, but smart. So I would say those four. I'd be surprised. I'm not overly surprised, but I think that would be probably the schedule that I would see him playing.
Now, speaking of schedules, Rory's schedule is absolutely insane. It is so busy, and he's just added the Honda Classic to his schedule. He's going to play Bay Hill. He's going to play Valspar. He's going to play Honda. He's going to play Pebble Beach. He's going to play in Abu Dhabi. He's going to play, I'm missing another one, Dubai. That's the other one. So he's going to start Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and he's going to do it with Harry Diamond on the back, which is his childhood friend that replaced his longtime caddy, and it was originally pitched as a potential temporary situation for the two of them, but it looks like it's going to stick. And Rory, you know, who kind of ended this year with the, is he healthy, is he not healthy, how much are we going to see him in the fall, all of a sudden comes out of the gate swinging in 2018, going to play a ton.
Well, we'll get to him in one of our polls, at least I will. But I think that he had a lot of fluctuations in his golf world last year, and maybe this is the first step to trying to stabilize that.
Now, the Honda Classic as well would be interesting, too, because that could be Rory and Tiger potentially head-to-head for the first time in 2018, which could be quite interesting. Now, speaking of European Tour players that are big names and star power on the PGA Tour, Sergio Garcia named European Tour Player of the Year. Was there anything, was this ever a doubt?
Not really. No, I think once you win a major, and Sergio is such a popular guy now, who's really, as we've talked about before, swung the pendulum over from being the guy that the U.S. liked to cheer against to a guy who's kind of universally loved. And I think that that and the fine play he had, it wasn't just the Masters. He had a pretty solid season over there. So I think that bodes well for him, and it's a deserving honor.
He beat out Justin Rose. He was the runner-up. But I was thinking that maybe Tommy Fleetwood might have been the next guy in line. Considering race to Dubai, had a very strong season, made some huge leaps up the European Tour in terms of world golf ranking. And the other guy I would have thought that might have had a real good chance, too, you know, John Rahm won at Torrey Pines. He won in Ireland. He won again at the end of the year, the last event of the year for the race to Dubai. So three worldwide wins and now number four in the official world golf ranking. I'm curious as to why John Rahm's name was not, you know, closer in the mentioning there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering how much those guys really consider. I know he's a member of the European Tour, but I wonder how much they consider him part of the European Tour. It might take a Ryder Cup appearance to kind of solidify that. And Tommy Fleetwood, I agree, could have had a good shot at it. Of course, he got married on Tuesday. That's a pretty good deal.
Pretty good. Well, he went to the Bahamas and then hung out and got married. So, you know, it's always a good time, you know, especially for your first marriage. You're always, you know, off Canadian
soil. I'll tell you about it.
Off Canadian soil. practice marriage.
And you know, one of the cool stories, speaking about marriage, I didn't put this in there, but I guess he's on his honeymoon this week.
Adam Hadwin. Yes, he finally got on his honeymoon. So, like, when we were talking about him delaying the honeymoon so he could play at Augusta, I wasn't thinking 8 months.
No,
I was thinking more like a couple of weeks.
I'm trying to think of when he could have slotted it in after that, and there wasn't a lot open.
We know where Adam went.
He's in the South Pacific in Tahiti.
Very nice.
That's where we're originally supposed to go anyway.
Little R&R.
Check him out on Instagram. There's some lovely pictures of he and his bride lounging by the ocean.
And now in the winner's weird or what category, I'm surprised one of us didn't go to this this week. But Louis Oosthuizen. Joe Gopin, and he's getting ready to play. Obviously, one of the favorites there. A bunch of crowd support. Everybody very excited that Lou Eustace is in the field. And it lasts about 30 seconds as he really hurts his hand badly fighting with an airport trolley moving luggage.
The luggage car. I don't know what he did. He had two fingers. I saw him in the press conference. He had two fingers all bandaged up, and he tried to grip the club, but he couldn't grip it. So he just said, you know, that's the craziest thing. There's some crazy injuries involved, though.
Yeah, well,
breaking ribs.
It's always when you're like, it's always something like that when you're not paying attention, right? When it's something bizarre and weird. And
remember Jeff Ogilvy hurting his hand, getting scratched on coral in the ocean or something. I mean,
you would think at this point too, with the kind of dough these guys are making,
I would wrap myself in bubble wrap.
Well, yeah, why are they moving their own luggage? That's what I'm first thing I'm thinking is, you know, with the kind of dough that they got going, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so he's lugging his own clubs and whatnot through the airport? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. But
you know, he travels with his own mattress.
Yes. Now, people don't talk about this, I think, enough. He suffered from severe back issues. And we know, we talk about a bunch of golfers that have always had, you know, back or knees, which seem to be the ones, but certainly back, the most prominent of the injuries for the professional golf world. And Lou Eustace, think of the logistics of having to move your mattress around the world, what, 20 to 23 times a year across multiple tours?
Yeah.
And multiple
I know on the PGA Tour, there's a cart. Guy's got a business taking everyone's clubs because they don't always trust him to travel. So he's got a trailer and he drives. And that's where Louis
puts his mattress.
PGA Tour. I don't know how he does it when he goes to Europe.
Europe and whatnot. You guys have got room for a California King?
Yeah, I know. I don't think so.
All right, well, we've got a lot to get to today. Again, we're at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington, 1164 Walker's Line. Now, the store usually opens at 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Of course, the big Christmas rush, and there's tons of stuff in here if you want to, if you have that automotive kind of car guy on your list, or gal for that matter. There are some very cool things in here. Obviously, the digitized floor liners or custom floor liners are always a hit, but there's a lot more than that to check out. I love the custom rims. I had my eye on over there in the corner. They got the little Italian red custom trim on them.
By the way, if you're driving through Burlington, be careful if you see 2,500 people dressed up as Santa Claus running along the the biggest Santa Claus 5K run in the world is taking place right now in Burlington.
Just down the road from us. So come on in. We've got Leaf tickets to give away. We've got, what else we give away? A foursome at Muskoka Bay. We've got pairs to the Canadian Auto Show coming up in February. So lots of reasons to come in and check us out. Say hello at WeatherTech. So if you're driving around the car this morning on 1050, 1150, you're listening to us and you're in the neighborhood, pop in, say hello. Bob and I are here. And come check out all this wonderful stuff. On the other side, we will tackle the question. This time next year, who will be the number one player on the planet? This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the all-new P790 irons with speed foam technology. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino, Weeks, on location, WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington, Ontario. Come in and see Bob and I as we're giving away lots today, a pair of Leaf tickets, foursome of golf at Muskoka Bay. We're also giving away, what am I forgetting, Bob? Tickets to the Canadian Automotive Show The first 50 people come in as well. So store usually opens at 9 o'clock. It's actually open earlier this today. A little Christmas shopping. Come on in. Say hello to Bob and I. All right, Robert, I am not going to give you our results first. I want to get you your opinion first. So we went out to the Twitter universe with a couple of poll questions this week. And the first thing we went out with is, this time next year, so as we're doing our last few shows of the season, in 2018, who will be the number one player in the world? And we asked the Twitter universe, we gave them DJ, Jordan, Justin, or others. So Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, which are the top three players in the world currently as we sit here, DJ being at number one, and then other. I would say to you that part of this question is also how the official World Golf Ranking point system works. It's hard to move up and down as well. But out of that crop, who do you like, or are you in the other category?
I like other. Others played really well this year.
So is others like, now I must clarify, others is someone else, not the rest of the field.
Okay.
It's not like you like Tiger or the field.
Yeah, okay,
or the okay. Others.
No, I'm going to go in the other category. I'm going to take a leap of faith here and say that the number one player in the world next year will be Ricky Fowler.
Wow.
I think he's got a major in him. I think he's going to bump up. And we saw that 61 from him on Sunday. And I think there's a ton of stuff just bubbling under, and I think this will be his year. I look at the other guys, and not that they're not great players, obviously. But I think that when you're number one, it's hard to stay as number one, as we found, unless your name is Woods or
Norman.
Norman.
Yeah, but relatively speaking.
But I think that there's enough guys out there who are up near the top who are kind of starting to get opportunities, get distracted, and that's what happens when you're there. So I'm just thinking that it might be Ricky Fowler who jumps up, because I think he's got a major coming this year.
Okay, so that's where I was going with that next, because Ricky Fowler currently is number seven in the world. Okay,
yep.
So it was Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Rose, who I think is also going to have a big year, Ricky Fowler, who I also think is going to have a big year. And then rounding up the top 10 is Brooks Koepka, Henrik Stenson, and Rory McIlroy falling all the way down to 10th. And, of course, when we started this year, it was all about the big three. And Rory, I don't want to call it a tragic year, but certainly for a player of his caliber, a year he would rather forget.
Yeah.
Now, I think that Jordan Spieth is going to end the year, currently number two. I think Jordan Spieth is going to end the year at number one, partly because I picked him to win the PGA Championship this year and complete the career Grand Slam. So if he does that and finishes the year strong off with the majors, there's a chance he gets that bump. I also don't have Dustin Johnson penciled in for a major this year. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if he did win a major, but when we did our year in reviews and did our predictions on who's going to walk away with the big ones, neither one of us had DJ winning a major. In fact, you and I had very similar cards. It was like playing a newlywed game, major golf, right? So it was like we both had Rahm at the British Open.
Yeah.
We both had Jordan Spieth, I believe, at the PGA Championship, completing the career Grand Slam. Our first two majors were slightly different, but we still liked each other's picks.
I can't remember.
I took Justin Rose at...
I always pick someone different, so somewhere along the line, I'm going to be right.
Maybe, exactly. We both had Justin Rose at the Masters, both liked, right? So I can see where you're going with this, because neither one of us picked Ricky officially, but if you were to give me another four names outside of my original four, Ricky Fowler would have been in the next group of names for me. He would have been fifth, sixth, or seventh. So I understand where you're going with that. I'll still go with Jordan Spieth. Now, here's what the Golf Talk Canada Twitter universe said. 27% of our poll believes that someone other than those three currently sitting one, two, or three will finish number one in the world, and Justin Thomas. So they tied. 27% each like Justin Thomas, and they like other. So no love to DJ, no love to Jordan Spieth. And I'm surprised that it was that high with the 27% with the other. Are you?
Kind of interesting. Well, maybe not. I mean, it just seems to me that there's, once the guy's been out there, people are looking for someone fresh. DJ, don't forget, has got two kids now, relative newborn. I don't know. There's lots of reasons you could pick for any of these guys, but I'm not really sure why there's not a lot of us for those guys, to be honest with you. I thought there'd be more DJ fans out there.
I got to think so, too. And now I'm curious, because if you're in the other, if you're in the 27%, and you're not saying that Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, or Justin Thomas is going to finish the year the number one player in the world, I've got to assume the majority of our Twitter audience is going down your route, and they're big Ricky Fowler fans, and they're seeing the 61 on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And they're seeing that, you know, we have a bad habit in this business of the last thing we've seen is the greatest thing we've seen.
Yeah.
We're all guilty of that.
For sure.
And I'm wondering, out of that 27%, well, obviously we don't have the ability to figure this out, but I'm curious, out of that 27%, how much of that 27%, let's say there's 100 votes in that 27%, I wonder how many of those 100 votes are Ricky Fowler's going to be number one. I bet you 80 of those 100 votes.
You know what would be an interesting way to do it somehow would be to say, okay, which of these guys, take 15 guys and say, which are going to be in the top 10 at the end of the year? And look at the top 10 now, and which guys do you think would still be in the top 10 at the end of the year? And you've got Hideki Matsuyama, Brooks Koepka, Henrik Stenson. You know, Sergio Garcia finishes outside the top 10, but I think it's interesting, like Jason Day's outside the top 10. He could have a year back. Mark Leishman is a guy who's been rising up. It's so tough to get in there and stay in there. I just find it fascinating to watch some of the ups and downs of some of these players that, as you say, we're always sort of thinking about next year is going to, or next week is going to be the guy who won last week.
looking at this right now as we speak, and with all due respect to people like Tommy Fleetwood sitting at 18, we've got Matt Kuchar sitting at 15, Paul Casey is Steady Eddie at 14. I think Mark Leishman may be the most underrated player out there.
If you talk to people, your players, they will tell you
say the same thing, right?
I was big at the President's Cup this year. There were a lot of people who thought made that comment.
So not only is Sergio Garcia, Jason Day, and Mark Leishman 11, 12, and 13, I also coincidentally believe that they're the best three that have the chance to actually crack that top 10, move inside that top 10. So assuming that one or two of those players do crack the top 10, that means somebody's got to fall out. And right now, for me, that's Brooks Koepka and Henrik Stenson. I'm surprised saying Brooks Koepka because he's got a ton of talent, but those are the two names. You've got to assume Rory's got to move forward at some point.
I sure think so with what he's got in the past, but you're right with, I mean, Koepka is a guy who just doesn't get enough respect for his game when you think about it, really. He's just not an outwardly a character who sort of talks bold and he's out there. He's sort of a quiet guy. We don't really think of him much, and kind of got one major on a course that was, you know, Air Hills, they're calling it now.
Perfect for him, right?
Yeah, but they're, you know, it wasn't, didn't get a lot of love on that golf course, so people don't respect perhaps his win as much as they want.
One on a driving range.
Right, so... But you're right, and Stenson, I think, is a guy who, since he won his British Open a couple of years ago, has now kind of been dropping back a bit. Got injured a little bit at the end of the last year, hanging from guide wires.
Yeah, seriously. And looked at that almost didn't even play the Euro World Challenge because of that. That was out there with his white gloves back,
right,
and whatnot. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think part of the reason, too, with Brooks Koepka, a lot of it, too, Bob, is demeanor. All the talent in the world, not sure if golf's priority. You hear that when you're out there. Does this guy put golf one, two, three, or is it somewhere down the food chain and he lollygags? And if he ever gets focused and ever pays attention to this, look out because the tools are all in the tool shed, but he's not using them necessarily. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it. So, Bob, you like Ricky Fowler, number one in the world this time next year. I'll go with Jordan Spieth. I think Jordan Spieth's still going to have some up and downs with his golf swing. He always will. But man, inside 20 feet. Never mind, inside 20 feet, outside 20 feet.
Yeah,
you know, he's the only guy in the world that lives and dies on 50 footers. Unbelievable. Going to be interesting to see. We are at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington, 1164 Watkins Line, giving away Leaf tickets, golf, tickets to the Autumn Show, hats. First 50 people to come in today have an opportunity to grab some good gear and take a look at some wonderful product. It is the Christmas season. Store typically opens at 9 o'clock, so if you're thinking of coming for the opening, come in a little earlier. We're here, say hello, and the store is open. On the other side, we will tackle the question, who will win first in 2018? Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade and the all-new P790 irons with speed foam technology. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Zacchino, Weeks, on location at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington. We've got a few people pop in and say hello. It's good to see people who enjoy the program, Bob. It's always nice.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like, you know, I forget that there's people listening.
You know, just like to hear yourself talk.
Yeah, you know, if we didn't have this show, to be bluntly honest with you, I would force Mrs. Golf Talk Canada to sit at the table with me on a Saturday morning and listen to every opinion I have in the golf world.
That's pretty horrific thing to put on somebody. But someone as nice as Mrs. Golf Talk Canada.
You know, so come by and see us. We have Leaf tickets to give away, a foursome at Muskoka Bay Club. So if you haven't played the Muskoka Bay Club, I highly suggest you do that. We're going to give away a foursome there. We also have tickets to the Canadian Automotive Show coming up in February. I believe it's the second and third week of February down at the Toronto Convention Center.
We may be down there ourselves, right?
I believe so. I think the plan is for us to be, that will be our third or fourth show of our season 8 of Golf Talk Canada Radio. from the floor of the auto show with our friends at Acura, of course, and then start shooting for Golf Talk Canada TV. So we'll update you on Golf Talk Canada housekeeping a little later in the show as we get set to wind down our season here. And, of course, next week, Bob, Festivus for the rest of us. Our fifth annual Festivus in front of a live studio audience. I know Scully's pumped, so you know he gets really hyped up for this one.
Scully, by the way, is back at the headquarters, CSN headquarters, managing everything here on the show, and as well as probably I think, because I haven't really confirmed, is managing a good headache.
I would assume. Now you and I were smart enough. There was the TSN festive party last night.
The unofficial official Christmas party.
Right, at Crocodile Rock.
Croc Rock,
which, and I said, the danger sign went up for me. It was like danger, no swimming on a beach. It was like, you go there, Zucchino, and Saturday morning, you're a wreck. So that was it. I stayed out of there, as did you.
I did.
So we were well-behaved, and we leave that to the young
older
people.
Older and wiser.
Yes, we leave that to the young folk like Adam, whose body's...
But I hear it was a good party by everyone.
I'm sure it will. So we went out to the Twitter universe for a secondary poll this week as well. And this one was curious. And I kind of thought we would be split across the board on the first one, which we were. You know, DJ had 21%, Jordan had 25%. Justin 27, other 27. Basically, who's going to be number one this time next year? It's pretty equal. So Justin and other have a lead with the 27. It's almost a wash across the board. If we kept that poll going for another 24 hours, it could move a couple points either way. This poll, not so much. We asked, who will win first in 2018? Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, or the fourth option? They won't win at all. So, Bob, I'll go to you first. Yeah, I'll go to you first. Who wins first, Tiger, Phil, or Rory? And or will none of them win at all? And I think just to kind of – the way I'm thinking about this question as well, and you might be thinking about it differently, a lot of it is going to be scheduling, too. Like, all of a sudden, Rory is playing a ton, which also changes things. We're assuming Tiger's going to play four times before he goes to Augusta, but we don't have confirmation of that. And we'll also assume that we'll probably see Phil four or five times before we get to Augusta as well. But now, Rory with his hat in the ring with a busy schedule.
I went with the most popular pick. I went with Rory. I think, you know, as much as we sort of laid into him about a bad year last year, if you look at his marks last year, his record, it was pretty solid, not for the fact that it was Rory McIlroy, right? Tied for fourth at the WGC in Mexico, tied for fourth at Bay Hill, seventh at Masters, fourth at the Open Championship, fifth at the Bridgestone. So he had some pretty good results, even in, as well in Europe. I mean, he had a runner-up finish at the South African Open. He had a runner-up at the British Masters. So there were some good performances there. He just didn't get that win. And as we said at the start of the show, there's a whole bunch of changes that he did, or fluctuations, you know, caddy changes. Just different things.
It was constant change for him.
Right. Kind of all sorts of things that were different, sort of a different schedule. So I think it seems like he's coming into this year maybe a little more stability in his approach. So I think he's got the guy. He's the guy. He's the youngest. He's the fittest. I mean, not the fittest. Tiger might be the fittest. But I think he's the guy with the most upside to win.
I love it. Tiger played four rounds of golf and called him the fittest.
Yeah. I love it. Fit body-wise. Broken down, but he's fit.
Now, okay, the other thing, too, to keep in mind, because some of those results, as you said, are still solid results. And, you know, how much does he have to improve with the wedges and with the putter to turn those into W's? We're talking about a guy who's in the bottom fifth of those categories. So if he goes from the bottom fifth to the middle of the pack in putting and wedges, he's going to win three times. Like, that's how bad it was. I haven't looked recently, but a couple of months ago, as we were nearing the Tour Championship, he was 119th in a proximity to the hole inside 130 yards. So what is the point of hitting it 330 yards if you can't control your wedge distance, if you can't hit it inside that 15-foot circle? And then the other side of that coin is, if you do hit it on occasion inside the 15-foot circle and you do have a good day with your wedges, you don't make any putts. So if he can just get to the middle of the pack in those two categories, Bob, he's going to win multiple times. What is he right now?
Well, he's actually cleaned up towards the end of the year. So strokes gained around the green, 109. He was 58.
Right.
Proximity from the hole, from the sand, 49. That's pretty good. Scrambling, 28. Right. Scrambling from the fringe, 91st, but scrambling from the rough, 155th. So, I mean, there are some good numbers in there, but if you look at when you get down, scrambling from 20 to 30 yards, 176.
Now it starts to back, right?
Yeah. So the further away, it's sort of that 50 to 80 yard range.
That's the thing. When you're really controlling the wedges, controlling your play, controlling the spin, picking your window, playing the different conditions.
And putting 140.
Putting 140. And there's the story right there. Well, I believe that Rory will win first as well, but I also suggested that Phil would win on the West Coast this year. So I'm having a hard time between Rory and Phil, but if you give me European Tour starts as a win, then I'm going to go with Rory. I'll take Rory just because he is going to start earlier than everybody else, right? So go Rory, McIlroy. Our Twitter universe said this. Tiger, 20% of our audience believes that Tiger Woods would be the one that wins first. 11% believe none of these people will win at all.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. None of them will win at all. 63% Rory McIlroy. So that's a landslide victory for Rory. Only 6% have any faith in Phil, and I'm shocked. Because Phil, although he hasn't won, he's played pretty consistent. He's had some decent pushes. It's a Ryder Cup year. He wants to qualify for that team. Phil Mickelson has never been a captain's pick for a Ryder Cup. He has qualified for every team for the Ryder Cup. Never had to wait and look for the nod from the captain. And if you think this year's going to be any different, I'd be very surprised.
Of course, we have that great stat that Tiger has won more recently than Phil.
That's ridiculous, right? Both 2013.
Open Championship for Phil Bridgestone for Tiger.
Which is only about 2 weeks
apart. Think about that. And you'll think of all the close calls that Phil's had to win tournaments over the last year and a half.
The duel with Henrik at the Open Championship.
Pebble Beach, a couple of years ago, we missed that little six-footer at the last hole.
Which is why I believe that Phil still has an opportunity to get this.
It's tough when you'll see guys who are older, starting to fade away, starting to slip, because you start to have doubt. Not them, but
right.
I think we as fans, right?
But
are they going to come back?
And what? But the way Phil's thinking, Phil's got his brother on his back. He's still taking it serious. He's still investing his time. I know sooner or later it's going to go.
Yeah.
But this 40, Phil is with the exception of some arthritis, he's one of the healthiest 48s you're ever going to see.
It's amazing that for of all those guys in that age, he's one of the guys who had the fewest kind of injury problems, back ailments, heat ailments, whatever, right?
Never a gym rat, never changes his golf swing.
Yeah.
You know? On the other side, we're going to welcome in Tony Page. He's the president of WeatherTech Canada. Now, Tony, as well, former member of the PGA of Canada. This guy can golf his ball.
Yeah.
I golfed with him at Hamilton in a Canadian Open Pro-Am a few years ago. So we'll do that on the other side. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino, Weeks on location. Speaking of WeatherTech, this is fitting. The WeatherTech board just ran. This was not by design,
sure,
by the way. It was absolutely not by design that our guest right now is the president of WeatherTech Canada and a former member of the PGA of Canada, Tony Page, joining us. And Tony, last time I saw you, we were at 24 Hours of Daytona. Is that the correct title?
Yep.
And that's a series, a WeatherTech-sponsored series.
The WeatherTech Race Challenge.
Yeah, that was awesome, by the way. Thank you so much for that.
A lot of fun.
I was saying to you that I've never been to an oval like that before. That was my first time. You know, I couldn't believe like how a car stays up on the wall like that. It was incredible. Like,
centrifugal force.
Speed.
Say that again. What was that? Can I use the word speed?
Yeah, that's a better way to describe it.
So, Tony, thank you for supporting Golf Talk Canada as you've done the last few seasons. We really appreciate it. And I got to tell you, this is my first time. You know, I'm familiar with the product because I was actually a customer. Well before you were a sponsor of the show, as is Bob. And I was saying before we went on the air today, it's funny, you would think Bob and I would get hit up for a ton of golf and a ton of like golf product. And I have more friends, usually wives, calling me and saying, can you help me with some other stuff? So the product's awesome. And this store, it's my first time here. This is an amazing retail location.
Thank you very much.
very much. Yeah, I'm very proud of it.
I can't believe what you have in here. And there's something I learned when we were just off the air chatting, is that, see, I thought just so much of your business goes through WeatherTech.ca, right? And it's driven online, right? But I didn't realize, and we're going to check it out after the show because I've never been in the back here before, you can just walk in the doors here at this store. And more often than not, the DigiFit laser cut floor liner is going to be in stock, and you can actually walk out with them.
Right.
There you go. See, you're wearing stuff every day.
I mean, there's more. There's a lot of stuff here. You were giving me a tour of the store beforehand, which I think is really cool, is that not just the floor liners. You've got all sorts of different products. You've expanded your line. One of the cool things you're telling me is you've got like a liner you can put underneath your sink.
You're kidding me.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, we have a lot of home products.
Really? I did not know that. See, you know, I don't know who's doing your public relations, but... now, Tony and I, we had a good time. Now, this has got to be many years ago. I'm going to say 11 or 12. When was the Canadian Open in Hamilton?
2012.
And we played in the Pro-Am together at Hamilton Golf Club with David Gardner from Acura.
Yes.
Myself, yourself, and the pro was Brian Gay. And we won. I forgot that we won. We were talking about we won.
And he wears Canadian clothes.
At the time, he was. Is he still wearing that?
I think he's still
wearing. And we had an absolute blast. But Tony can play. Tony was former member of the PGA Canada, so it was a little unfair to have Tony, myself. But I got to tell you, our backs were killing us from dragging Gay around. All right, so...
He's not listening.
No. Well, next time I'm doing my PGA Tour radio, you just come over and hit me in the back of the knee. Right? You don't have to care. So, but you were telling me that you've had some unfortunate health issues this year, not playing much golf.
No, this year playing too much hockey.
Yeah.
And tore my knee up a little bit. And, yeah, I get two stitches out next week, and then I'll be back.
And you told me you're right back for hockey.
Well, yeah, of course.
What is going on out here? Come on now here. Like, this is supposed to be our years where we take care of ourselves, isn't it? Or
ask Tony one of our poll questions.
I did want this. So, who's going to win first next year? Tiger, Phil, or Rory?
Rory.
So you're with Bob and I, Rory.
Yeah, Rory.
Now, this one I already asked you when I first came in this morning, and I know you don't watch a ton of professional golf anymore. Obviously, I only watch this golf by Canada.
Right, exactly.
Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, or somebody else, who will be number one in the world this time next year?
I said Bubba.
You said Bubba.
I said Bubba.
You see the big vaulting up.
I see him coming back this year.
Yeah, you see him coming back here. So if you would be, then if I were to ask you who's going to be comeback player of the year, you'll tell me Bubba Watson, right?
You think it's because of the ball? No, I think Bubba just, you win the Masters and you have this victory at his peak, and then you settle down, and I think he's ready to settle down and get back to winning again.
Well, you know, it's funny, because some personality types are like that. Sometimes they reach it, and Bubba said to, was very open about the fact that he never thought he would ever reach that point of his career. He never imagined himself winning a major. He wasn't one of those guys like Sergio, who, you know, obviously had to wait his entire career to get one, but Sergio came out thinking, I'm going to win a boatload of majors. And, you know, Bubba Watson was not that guy. He was kind of that guy that was happy and surprised that he was playing golf for a living and made millions of dollars off it, and never saw himself, you know, wearing a green jacket. Never mind two green jackets. So, you know, there's probably something to be said in that. That, you know, a guy like that who never imagines himself there and reaches that pinnacle, maybe something takes a little time to get by that. You know, before you say, I must dedicate myself to that.
Yeah, I think he has some health issues too. He did that crazy diet where he lost all that weight, the sugar diet,
and
had that pelvic ball that. You know, there's lots of people who think that may have been an issue.
Which he's not going to play this year.
He dropped it already. He's back to the title of Pro V1. So we'll see if that helps him. The ball he won both of his majors with. So there's lots to like on the upside for Bubba Watson, for sure.
Yeah, you liked what you saw from Tiger? You saw a little bit of that the other week?
I actually did watch that.
And you're like everybody else. Tiger's playing, so all of a sudden you're watching golf, right?
It's so true.
Tony, thank you so much again, and promise me we're going to get out and actually play golf this year. All right, but we're both going to have to, like, force it, because I know we're both super busy, and, like, there's always an excuse not to play, so we've got to pick an excuse to play. All right, great. Tony Page, president of WeatherTech Canada. We're at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington. They're about to officially open at the regular time in about 9 minutes at 9 o'clock. Come on in. We're giving away Leaf tickets. We're giving away a portion of the Muskoka Bay Club tickets to the Canadian Auto Show. There's WeatherTech hats to give away. If you want to do some Christmas shopping, why not start right now? Come in and see us and say hello. Bob and I, we have one more live show for radio for the year. Next week is our fifth annual Festivus special. We'll open the phone lines. You can call in, air your golf grievances, your feats of strength. And maybe Bob and I irritated you, rubbed you the wrong way at some point.
I was going to say, that was my grievance with you.
Yeah, well, Murray's got his hand up in the audience. So, always, of course, that's in front of a jam-packed live studio audience.
Yes.
With all that canned laughter we like to use once a year. So that'll be next week for Golf Talk Canada. And Golf Talk Canada, Season 8 of radio. Where has the time gone? Season 8 of radio will kick off February 3rd. Season 8, we will run throughout the winter with best ofs, year in review specials, etc. But Season 8 kicks off live February 3rd. And then Golf Talk Canada television comes back sometime in March. We have not confirmed yet. No. We have confirmed we're coming back, Bob. We have gigs.
That's good.
We have a gig. We have confirmed that.
There's a big special coming up, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You reminded me of that.
Yes. That's right. You do it without me.
I don't know. Well, that's why you're here, right? Someone's got to steer this ship. It ain't going to be me. I could just rattle off. If it was just me here, I'd do 90 minutes on Phil Mickelson's chances in 2018. So that's why you're here. So I'll talk to you. We are unveiling the top 18 holes in Canada Christmas television special. It will air between Christmas and New Year's Day. Multiple airings. We will count down the top 18 holes as voted on by you, the listener, you, the viewer, and an expert panel that includes some of the best players in the country as well.
And one of the cool things about it is we've got a scorecard and a slope rating.
Yes, we have. Thank you, our friend Craig Lockery at Golf Canada and Golf Ontario, who actually took the time to put a real slope and rating on this imaginary top 18 and the yardage. So looking forward to that. Lots of fun. So we're back for 30 more minutes. For those of you listening on 11:50 in Hamilton, 10:50 in Toronto, online at the iHeartRadio app or online at tsn.ca, 30 more minutes of GTC Radio coming up. Winners, Weird and What with Bob and I, and we'll give away some great gear at the WeatherTech accessory, automotive accessory store in Burlington. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, it's the decision of the golf course. Always starts in one.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. The bonus 30 for you lucky people listening on TSN 1150 in Hamilton, 1050 in Toronto, online at the iHeartRadio app, tsn.ca. We've got 30 more minutes. We are at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store, 1164 Walker's Line in Burlington. Come on in. We're giving away golf, new tickets, hats, tickets to the Canadian Auto Show for the first 50 people in the doors. The store is open. It's regular time, 9 a.m. on Saturday. And if you're looking for a Christmas gift, I tell you, there is a lot in here for the automotive fan on your list. And even if you're not, there are some great things for your car and some home gear now. As Mr. Tony Page, who was just with us, suggested that they're doing things for around the home these days as well. A lot of this technology can apply in places other than just the automotive world. All right, Bob, it's you and I now, three dub, our favorite time of the show. Winner's Weird and What, and the tea is mine.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
All right, Bob, my winner this week, this is beautiful. This guy is unbelievable. This guy is from Perth, Australia. His name's Tom Colella, okay? And Tom Colella, this is unbelievable. He has a job where his company has a GPS unit in his vehicle so they can track and see where their employees are, where they're out on calls, et cetera, et cetera. He removed the GPS device from his vehicle and put it in a cheesy Stay Puft bag and left it there for the year. 140 rounds later, he was fired in 2017. So Tom,
but his handicap dropped it too.
Unbelievable. How do you get away with ripping the GPS out of your vehicle for 140 rounds of golf?
I didn't know he noticed.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what's the point in plug was pulled, but 140 rounds later, that is the hooky playing story of the year for sure right there. And you'll see a theme in my winner's rear and what this week. It's all technology based. So there you go.
Okay.
A guy ripping out GPS and getting 140 rounds of golf. My weird, and I don't know if you saw this, but this is the latest decision for the USGA. Now, I almost made it my what, because you know how much I love to be on the USGA.
It's going to be a rant?
It's not going to be a rant. It's just, it could have been a rant. I avoided it because we're in a public forum today, and I didn't want to scare anybody in the store that might be shopping if I go on a complete rant. But I don't know if you caught this. You know, recently the USGA updated their rules book. 14-3, they put in a rule in suggesting that there could be a local rule for tournament play to use laser finders,
right,
like Bushnells and things, as long as it didn't read slow. Remember?
Yeah, this was just, that's right.
You couldn't do adjustments. You could just, you know, shoot straight and shoot, aim and shoot, give you the raw yardage, and they were going to be allowed to play. And it was a local rule. They made it flexible for tournaments to allow yardage tools. Well, under that same banner, the ARC GPS, here we are again, the GPS system, this is something you download to your phone, and it collects data and keeps records of how you perform on certain holes.
Actually attached to your golf club, right?
Yeah, and it feeds to your smartphone.
Right.
And then suggests to you what the proper strategy would be for that hole. So in other words, Bob, this is a 302-yard par 4 mark. You hit driver, you're trying to hit it for the dance floor X amount of times, and you keep making bogey. But every time you play up with 7-iron, you make 4 or better, hit your 7th. They've allowed this under this rule. We were suggesting that this is actually going to be allowed under the 14-3. I'm not going to beat them on this. I just find this absolutely bizarre that in a world where we're trying to speed up play and we're trying to avoid more people taking a longer time on the golf course, can you imagine what this is going to do to rounds of golf?
Well, that's actually the reason they put that rule in, was to try and allow speed of play to improve with laser measuring.
Which I agree.
Yeah.
You shoot the gun, you're no longer walking off. If I'm going to my smartphone to find out my history on this hole, how I do from the rough with a lob wedge up with the ball above my feet on a day where I've got the hooks, like, you know, like,
that's strange.
Could be. So it's like having an electronic caddy with you at all times. Now, here's my rant of the week, and this would be very much right on that. Greg Norman, I don't know if you saw this, more technology. The Shark Enterprises is about to release the Shark Experience. This is high-definition golf cart equipment, which will have built-in Bluetooth speakers. They've partnered with Verizon. You're going to have real-time yardages on the cart, which we already have through satellite use, but you're going to be able to feed your music through the speakers and have like a party going on the golf course. You're going to be able to watch video, watch the news, flick channel. It's going to be like a full-blown entertainment system that you can use in your car for cart for $5 to $10 per round, depending on what part of the world you're seeing this technology in. Here's my problem, and this is like a latest trend. Have you ever been out there with the guys with the speakers? They want to play music now on the golf course.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. Some people love it. I can't stand it. When I go to play golf, I'm there to play golf. Now, I do talk a lot. This 20 can attest to it. You and I partnered a couple times this year on the golf course. You know I am not shy of a conversation on the golf course. But the golf course, that's what it's for. It's for conversation. It's to play golf. Look, we are stuck in a world where we're staring at our phones 24-7. We're being bombarded by content and technology 24-7. The golf course is one of the few places left, Bob, where you don't have to be drowning in technology all the time like this and communication devices. Why do I have to deal with this now? I don't like this.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing? Because Greg Norman sort of teased that this is going to be the next great revolution in golf. And really, you can do everything that he wants to do that on your phone. Why don't you just put your phone in the cart?
But. And how do you feel when you're playing golf with a guy and he's spending the whole round on his phone?
Yeah.
It sort of takes the hell out of it.
That's
so, anyway, that's my rant for the week. All right, Bob, the tee is yours.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
All right, I teased my winner at the top. My winner is Adam Hadwin this week, who finally decided to take his honeymoon about 6 months after it was supposed to be held. He, of course, was supposed to go the week of the Masters to the French Polynesia with his beautiful bride, Jessica. But he won a little tournament beforehand, and that allowed him to play at Augusta.
Yeah.
So he is the first guy that I know who's picked Georgia for his honeymoon rather than Tahiti.
I met Jessica for the first time at the Masters this year.
Yeah.
And this girl's a real keeper, this lady, because delaying your honeymoon is one thing. Delaying your honeymoon by 6-7 months is something else. So I got to tell you, she was
not a golf person beforehand. She didn't understand what the whole Masters thing was all about.
Yeah.
So I give her credit, but there's lots of good pictures of
him. Did she ask him where they're playing the Masters?
Yeah, no, she didn't ask him that.
No.
But there's wonderful pictures on their Instagram, including one. I love this one. Adam had one sitting on. They have this little sort of a pontoon hut. Out over the water. He's sitting there with his feet short on his phone watching his Canucks play hockey.
There he goes. Bombarded by technology.
That's right. Now, my fear this week goes back to Jordan Spieth having won the Masters. Jordan Spieth doesn't know his jacket size. Did you hear this? He doesn't know anything about, he doesn't know what size his jacket is. He says, I think it's like a 40 or something. I'm not quite sure. He only owns one jacket, he said, prior to the Masters. So they just put one on him. And he never got it tailored. He doesn't know what to do when he gets tailored. The best part, though, was he finally decided to go and buy two suits.
Okay.
So what did he do? He called up his buddy, Justin Thomas, and he went and used his Polo account and got two clothes. He says of the only nice clothes he's ever bought. And in return, he said that he would get him, that Jordan, or Justin, some Under Armour underwear.
I'm going to go on record and suggest that Jordan Spieth does not listen to Golf Talk Canada, because he would know, Bob, that the first of this on the golf
course,
go and get yourself some nice clothes.
That's right. My what this week is, what a nice gesture by Ricky Fowler. He took to Instagram on Thursday to share a message that about a month ago he flew to Atlanta to play golf with a man who was fighting pancreatic cancer. People got in touch with Ricky. Ricky took some time out of his schedule, flew out there, because this guy was Ricky was his favorite player. Unfortunately, the guy passed away, but Ricky put that on, put a little picture of the two of them having played golf together, and I thought that was just a really nice touch, and something you don't hear about, because it's not something that Ricky announced.
Just publicity, right?
He didn't do it ahead of time. He did say afterwards, he said he shared a lot of laughs, they had a great day on the golf course, and some of what this guy was going through, the struggles, kind of put life into perspective for Ricky Fowler. So good on him for taking the time to play. And he said, rest in peace, and his thoughts go to his family and friends, as does it from Golf Talk Canada.
I would suggest, and you know, you're out there, you meet all these guys, and I would suggest, and you disagree with me, but outside of Team Canada, excluding Team Canada, which we're lucky because the Canadian representation on all tours, well, you know, Canadians are just friendly, relaxed, approachable people in general, that Ricky Fowler is near at the top of the list for some of the nicest people out there.
He's a genuine guy out there.
Really,
a lot of these young guys, Jordan,
Jason Day as well.
Jason Day is a great
incredible
guy.
Yep,
so. For sure.
Well, normally, Bob, on the other side now, we would do a little Scully time. But next week, we're going to have full Scully for the Festivus special. And I think Scully needs a little time off this week as well after the hard night last night. TSN holiday Christmas party.
I have trouble forming words.
Yeah, I don't even think he can speak the English language this morning. He is back in studio as we are at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington. He had to leave Scully back at the mothership. I think he's probably slept through the entire show, would be my guess. At this point.
I hear that a lot of people do that.
If I have to get back to bed on a Saturday morning, Mark and Bob, on the other side, though, we got to update some golf, because there are some leaderboards, and there are some golf going on around the world. The former Franklin Templeton sharpshooter is called something else now, so we'll figure out what that is. You know what my weird was almost this week, before we go to break? You know what my weird was almost this week before I decided to go with his technology team? It is weird that we no longer have a silly season in the world of golf. Do you remember the season would end?
Yeah.
And then there'd be like the Skins game,
the Wendy's Three Tour
Challenge, right? And then the Shark Shootout. There was all this like silly season. Now we don't have a silly season. The season keeps going. They do the wraparound. And
they're a silly year, maybe.
Yeah. But it's like last week we're watching the 18 guys, 17 guys compete in a tournament that really means nothing. And the world's glued to it because Tiger's into it. And then bang, we're now Shark Shootout. And then we fold it up and we're back in Hawaii in a couple of weeks. So where did the silly season go? I don't know, but... anyway, there's no lack of golf. So on the other side, leaderboard updates and some housekeeping from Golf Talk Canada. We'll let you know what's coming up in 2018 as well as our Christmas special. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino, Weeks, as we wrap up today's show, we're at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store in Burlington, 1164 Walker's Line. Still an opportunity to get in the draw, so if you're out doing some Christmas shopping today, you want to look around, come into this beautiful retail location and enter our draw. Sometime later today, they'll pull the winners of who will win the hockey tickets, as well as the foursome at Muskoka Bay, tickets to the Canadian Auto Show. There's hats to give away, so still lots of reason to pop by, come in, and check out this WeatherTech store. We have some gentlemen that just came in. He grabbed himself a hat, entered it, and walked out. That was it. It was very quick. He introduced
himself.
He said
hello.
He said, Tiger's not going to win, and he left. And that was it. So not a Tiger fan leaving the store this morning. All right, Robert, let's do some leaderboard updates from the world of golf. Let's start with you, Mike.
Okay, one of the interesting ones going on right now, Web.com Tour qualifying, of course. Curtis Luck, the U.S. Open champ, or U.S. amateur champ, I should say, 67-64. He is atop the leaderboard, tied with Jose Toledo from Argentina. They are both at 13 under. Canadians, Stuart McDonald tied for seventh. Beautiful 65-65, 9 open. And then we've got Sean Harlington and Ryan Yip and Albin Choi all inside the top 50 at this point. So they're working hard. They got a couple more rounds to go on that one.
So looking like we may have more Canadiana on the web.com tour, and lots of slam dunk, you would think, for in the next 5 years to make a name.
I think so, yeah. So
the QBE shootout, formerly the Sharp-Franklin-Templeton Sharp shootout, that was a mouthful. That's what it used to be. Now it's the QBE shootout. This is at Tiburon in Naples, Florida. Steve Stricker and Sean O'Hare, of course, this is a two-man partnered up event in the scramble format yesterday, shot 57 bucks. Now, you want to hear the scary thing? Stricker and O'Hare shoot 57. They're only leading by one over Bradley and Steele. Lexi Thompson, who is the only female in the field, partnering with Tony Finau. They shot 63. That's 9 under par. That's good for a tie for 9th in this event, which is much like playing the Toronto Hunt member guest. 63, thanks for coming in.
European Tour has the last tournament of the calendar year for them, and this is the Joburg Open in Johannesburg, South Africa, at the Rand Park Golf Club. And surprise leader, by my standards anyway, Shubhankar Sharma from India has a 5-shot lead through the first two rounds, the first three rounds, and he's at 20 under par. He is 5 up on Christopher Blomstedt from Sweden, James Morrison from England, and the top South African, Eric van Rooyen. They're at 14-under.
And we do know that Brant Snedeker is playing in Japan this week on a backdoor quest for an invite
to the Indonesian Masters, right? And I couldn't find the score for it.
But that we know he's playing and he's looking for a backdoor. Because we know how important...
Wants to stay inside the top 50.
Well, that's it. We know how important the Masters is to Brant Snedeker,
yeah,
and how close he came a few years ago and let it go on Sunday. And I don't think he ever got over that one. I'm not so sure if he still has.
I've talked to him about that. He said it really ate him up. He wanted to win the Masters.
Let's look at our schedule.
Yes.
Well, next week is our 5th annual Festivus special. We will open up the phone lines. We will Twitter. We will email. Any way you want to get a hold of us next week. We'll have a ton of stuff to give away. We'll have gift certificates. We'll have golf. We'll have product. We'll have lots to give away. As it is really our Christmas special. We just like to treat it as Festivus because we like to complain.
Yes.
That's right. And we know how much our listening audience enjoys complaining as well.
I think one of the big things that Scully is doing today is putting up the Festivus Bowl.
The Festivus Bowl. And, of course, at the top of the Festivus Bowl is the Lucha Libre wrestling mask, because Festivus does not end until someone on the Golf Talk Canada team gets pinned in front of the live studio audience.
Right. Is Angry Mike going to do that again?
Angry Mike will be in studio. I'm sure Dr. Jay Petroff, my personal physician, will be in studio just in case there's any kind of injury during the live broadcast.
Two live broadcasts in front of studio. Two weeks in a row.
If Scully decides to go to a party in the night before, we might have to have Dr. Petroff in studio to revive Scully.
That could be.
For the show as well, because he's got big duties next week. So looking forward to Festivus or Restivus. So we'll open the full lines. We'll do Beats of Strength. We'll do airing of the grievances. That's what I'm looking for, and I'm looking for always a fun show. Also, between Christmas and New Year's, we don't have the air date yet. I'll try to get it soon, but we don't have the air date yet. But they'll run it multiple times, as they always do with our shows. It is our top 18 holes in Canada we're going to unveil, which I'm looking forward to because there's a lot of great lists. You know, Score does a great job on their list. Golf Digest, so I'm a member of their panelist team. They do a good job on their list. We see Canadian lists. We see North American lists. We see global lists. But we never see the top 18 holes in Canada.
Right.
Just 18 holes on their own, imaginary golf course.
Exactly. I was just going to say, it's not just like all par fives or all par threes. It's an actual golf course scorecard with a rating on it that Craig Locker from Golf Ontario has put together. So it's you kind of need to be able to play it.
Well, that's the thing. We went 6, 6, and 6.
Yeah.
Right? We went 6 par 5, 6 par 4, 6 par 3 to create what we feel is the best par 72 golf course in Canada. And it was voted on by you, the listener, you, the viewer, from our television program, as well as an expert panel that included Adam Hadwin, Mike Weir, and Laurie Kane. Like, we have some of the biggest names and most respected people in the game of golf that chimed in, and we have built what is very hard to argue with, Bob. I have had a peek look at this. Obviously, lists are for debate, which I love debate.
Sure.
I love the debate it creates. Obviously, there's fantastic holes that get left off. What I do know is this. The 18 holes that we do have, there's no way you can say that they don't belong. They all belong.
Right. You could have put 10 courses together.
You could have put, that's the thing. You could put another 10. Unfortunately, there's only room for 18. But at the end of the day, these 18 holes are incredibly solid. And then Bob and I will go away for a while.
We're actually not together.
No, but we are going away this week.
We are going away. Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, we're going to Carlsbad for a TaylorMade product lunch, which we're looking forward to. We're going to have some one-on-one time with Dustin Johnson, which will air for you next year on TV and radio, so that'll be exciting. We're looking forward to that down at the Kingdom for TaylorMade. But then we will run Best of Year Review Specials. We're going to have a Best of Canadian Interview Special that you put together, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we spoke to Ben Silverman. I just saw a shout out. He's going to be captaining the Mackenzie Tour side next week in the Aruba Cup.
That's right, the Aruba Cup. So that's right.
For Latino America.
Captain Rock.
That's right.
So Mackenzie Tour. So we're looking forward to that. So we'll take a few weeks off, and then we'll come back live. Season 8, Golf Talk Canada Radio, February 3rd, Season 8. I don't know, it's almost a decade of talking relentlessly.
I think around season, say, 10, you should take a breath.
Maybe we just, I don't know. We'll have to bring in Scully full-time season 10, so
that's
we can do most of the talking, right? So, and then, of course, our next season of Golf Talk Canada Television officially kicks off the new season somewhere in the middle of March. Stay tuned for exact air date for that. So, again, we're at the WeatherTech, or we've been at the WeatherTech Automotive Accessory Store. We're going to sign off shortly here, but there's still tons of time to come in, get your name in the ballot. We're giving away Toronto Maple Leaf tickets. We're giving away a foursome from the Muskoka Bay Club. There's tickets to the Canadian Automotive Show coming up in February down at the Toronto Convention Center. There's WeatherTech hats to give away. If you're doing a little shopping for the Christmas season, you cannot go wrong checking out this store. I was blown away. I'm actually a little embarrassed to say that I haven't been out here yet. This is my first time here. But I'm an East End guy, as you know.
Yeah.
So I take a flight and a connection to get here this morning out of the Scarborough Airport, which is only open to the people who have stars on the Scarborough Walk.
Landing Burlington International.
We're at Burlington International. So how about this? I will see you at the airport.
Okay.
And I will see you in Carlsbad, and looking forward to that. And hopefully everything's safe down there for us. I feel so bad for the people of California. You know, Heather has family down there, and it's scary. But hopefully we're flying into safety.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob, thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Back next week, 5th Annual Festivus Special, airing of the grievances. Speak to Shrink. We'll open the phone lines, open Twitter, email, you name it. Jump on board. We got tons to give away again next week, and it's always fun in front of a live studio audience. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on a golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.